This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're having a topic today on the Masechta Nedarim Daf Ayin Vav, on the epic Shita of the Kesef Mishnah. This is a very worthwhile Kesef Mishnah to be aware of, and it's very much connected to the sugya that we're learning here, namely Nedarim Ayin Hamad Beis Nedarim Ayin Vav Amad Aleph. Rabbi Lezer Darshan the Kavacham. Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion, everybody agrees you can't be Mekum a Neder in advance. The question is, could you be Mefer a Neder in advance? So Rabbi Lezer advanced the following Kavachomer. He says that if you're able to be Mefer a Neder after it has already taken place, certainly you should be able to be Mefer the Neder before it takes place. If you could be made for a neder once it's chal, certainly you should be able to be made for a neder in advance. Yeah? So the Gemara asked on Rabbi Lezer from a mikvah. Because we see from mikvah that even though it's metahir tmeim, but it is not moinea a tahar milatame. Mikvah is metahir tmeim, but it does not prevent someone who is Tahar from becoming Tamei. The Gemara is on Ayin Hayam Adveiz. The Gemara said, Amru Leilu Rabbi Lezer, Uma mikvah shamale es hatmeyen mitamasan, Ein matzel es hatahoyer milatamei. It's not matzel. It's not matzel. Now, that's the argument that the Rabbanon gave to Rabbi Eliezer. The Ran explains, maybe you'll say, how do you know it's not matzel? Maybe it is. Maybe a mikvah is matzel. To which the Ran says as follows. The Ran is found on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Let me see if I could put it up for you. The Ran is found over here. Here, it's on the screen. Mikvah yoichiach shemetar es hatmeim acher shiardalem tama ve'ino matzal al tahirim, namely sheim taval ba'oidai tahar. If you went to the mikvah while you're tahar, loy mahanya le tefila, the tefila does not help shalay yavoli de tuma, that you don't come to tuma. Im yiga acher kein b'sharz, if you touch a sharz afterwards. So you say, how do I know? The adaraba darshinan b'sifri meve hanoigea benivla sam yitma. Hillel Oimer, Afilu Heim B'Toy Chamayim. We learn from a drasha on the Sifri, from the Pasuk, V'Hanoigeya B'Nivla Sam Yitma, Hillel says, even if they are within the water, even if they are within the water. So from here we learn, a mikvah is not moinea tuma. This is the drasha that the Ran brings from the Sifri, v'hanoigea benivla sam, meaning adarabah. Not only does a mikvah not prevent you from becoming tame, we darshan that if you touch a nevela, even in a mikvah, You're tamei. The Sifri, the Ran brings, that v'noigea benivla sam yitma, even if you touch a sheretz in the water, it's still metamei. Fine. Now, the Rush adds something to this. The Rush adds, enoi din sheyatzel es hatamei milatamei. It's hard to read the Rush in this big version here, but if you take a look in your Gemara in Ayin Vav, the Rush says on the first wide line in the Rush, what would a nafka mina be? In other words, from the Sifri we see not only does a mikvah not prevent you from becoming tamei, but even if you touch a sheretz in the water, you become tamei, you contract tuma. The Rush says, kagoinim amad kol gufoi b'mikvah. Let's say your whole body is in a mikvah. V'naga b'yaday achas b'sheretz, and in one hand you touch a sheretz, uv'yaday acheres naga b'kli, and in another hand you touch a kli shemiktsasei chutz lemikvah, that's partially out of the mikvah. Yatzil alav shlo yikabel tuma ba'oide b'mikvah, it will save it, that it should not be mekabel tuma while it's still in the mikvah, letamei kli ba'oide b'mikvah. And it's not, meaning you would think it should be matzil, but it's not matzil. Uvitaris kayanim darshinon vahanoigea binivlasam yitma afiluhu betoy chamayim. Bottom line is, what the Rush is adding is not only can a mikvah not be matzil you from becoming tame, but even if you're currently in the mikvah and you're touching a sheretz, and the Rush adds a nafkamina, that if you're touching a sheretz in the mikvah, simultaneously touching a kli that's mektsasei chutz lemikvah, you would think the adam is not metameh. Kamash malan, it's not only is the adam metameh, but it's metameh something else. Okay, so that's the Ran and the Rush quoting the Sifri. The Sifri says that not only is a mikvah not matzil, but if you're a toivel, if you're in a mikvah and you touch a sheretz, you are tameh and you're metameh other things. This is a Sifri in Parsha Shmini. Wow, mamish davar yafa be'itai, the Sifri in this week's Parsha. We learn from the pasuk v'noigea b'nivlasam. It's the Sifri in this week's Parsha. The Sifri says, Hillel oimer afilu heim b'toy chamayim. I would have said mikvah, which is male es hatmeim, yatzil es hatahayim, tamil oimer v'noigea b'nivlasam yitma afilu heim b'toy chamayim. Wow. Comes the Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin, Hanogea Ba'av, Me Avos HaTumahis, Hamushlech B'toich HaMikvah, if you touch an Avatumah in a mikvah, Kugoy Nevela, Oy Sheretz, Oy Mishkav, Shu B'mikvah, V'nagabai Hareza Tumai, Shenemar, this week's Parsha, Ach Mayon Ubar, Mikvei Mayim, Yiatar, V'nagea B'nevlasam, Yitma. Wow. What's the logic of this? Why, if you're in a mikvah and you touch a sheretz, are you tamei? But why doesn't the mikvah purify you? Why doesn't the mikvah purify you? You ready for this? Says the Kesef Mishnah. You know what the Kesef Mishnah is? Maran Bet Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karoy, Hanoigea Ba'av Me Avos HaTumah B'Toras Kanim Parsha Shmini Mashukasa V'chein Zav B'Toisefta D'machshirin Mitoich Devrayim Shatam Mibnei She'ein HaTomei Nitar Ela Ba'ali Yosoi Me HaMikvah Loi Ba'oidor B'Toich HaMikvah. The famous Chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah: a mikvah is not metaher you when you're in the mikvah. The mikvah is only metaher you when you leave the mikvah. You would have thought if you stop 1,000 people on the street and you say, how is the mikvah metaher you? When you go in the water, it's metaher you. That's what everybody would have said, but it's not true. A mikvah is not metaher you when you're in the water. The mikvah is metaher you when you come out of the water. Isn't that interesting? You hear the chiddush? Let that chiddush sink into your head.
If you let go of the sheretz as you're coming out of the mikvah,
yeah, vada. Well, there, one second. That doesn't necessarily reflect on what we're saying, because even if the mikvah is matar, let's say you were to let go. So then the mikvah was matar you when you're in it, or the mikvah is matar when you come out. I guess, right, that wouldn't really be a nafkamina. Nafkamina would be if, let's say, you would have thought that a mikvah is only matari when you dunk. But whether it's matari when you're in it, or whether it's matari when you come out, if you let go of the sheretz, you're tahar. When? According to the Kesef Mishnah, when you come out. Now, that's the famous kasha of the Kesef Mishnah. I'll tell you where the Kesef Mishnah comes in a little bit. I'm sure you're familiar with the famous Gra. The Gra said there are only two mitzvahs that you could be nichnas with your whole body, even the mud of your boots, Sukkah and Yushalai and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the remez is Vayihi Bishalem. How do you do a mitzvah Bishlemas? Bisukai, Vayihi Bishalem Sukai Uma'ayna Sai Bitsiyain. That's a famous Goyin. There are only two mitzvahs you could do with your whole body. So they ask on the Goyin, what about mikvah? Mikvah is another mitzvah you could do. You could enter with your whole being. And one of the answers is, no, it's not. Because the mitzvah is not the water. The mitzvah is when you come out of the water. You're not tar until you come out of the mikvah. Okay. Why are we talking about this topic? Number one, because it's on Nedarim Ayin Vav. Number two, because it's on Parsha Shmini. And number three, there's a big kasha on this Kesef Mishnah from our sugya. There's a major kasha on the Kesef Mishnah from our sugya. And this question is asked by the Ar Sameach. The question is asked by the Avnei Nezer. And the question is asked by Rav Itzla Petterberg in the Pri Yitzchak. And the question is asked by Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri. And it's a very simple question from our sugya. I'm going to tell you what the Avnei Nezer says, because first of all, this Tuesday, tomorrow night, is the yard site of the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lover Goyin, a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. And the Avnei Nezer brings a kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. I don't have it on the sheet. If you want to look it up, it's Siman Ayin Beis. He says, the Gemara Nedarim says that really, and we have this on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, that the Rabbanon agreed to the Kal V'chomer. And here there's a Gzeiros HaKos of Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifirenu, that you could only be made for another, that you could be make him. So the Ran asks, if the Rabbanon really hold of the Kal V'chomer, then why don't we ask on the Rabbanon? Mikvah yoichiach, because mikvah could be metayer and it can't prevent. And the answer is, the Rabbanon will say it's Gzeiros HaKosov. V'anogea b'nevlasam yitma ad arev. Hil aloy marafilu hu b'toy chamayim. Yeah, do you remember that Ran? That Ran is on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. So the Ran brings this Sifri once again. So Frek the Avnei Nezer Kasha, had it not been for the Pasuk, we would have made a Kal V'chomer that if a mikvah could be metahera tameh, certainly it should be able to prevent tumah. You ready for this Kasha? It's the best Kasha you ever heard in your life. The Gemara says, had it not been for the Gzeres HaKosov, we would have made a Kal V'chomer from mikvah. That even the Rabbanon would say that by Hafaras Nadarim, that if you could be made for another that's chal, certainly you should prevent. And the Gemara says we would have said the same thing by mikvah. If you could be Mataris HaTameim, certainly you should prevent Tumah. Rekta Avnei Nezer, but if the way a mikvah works is it doesn't, it's not metahar you in the water, it's metahar you when you come out. If it's not metahar you until you come out, how could you make a Kal V'chomer that if it's metaher you. Certainly, it should make it that you don't get tameh when you're in the mikvah. How could it not prevent? What do you mean, how can I prevent? Because how do you want it to prevent? You want it to be that when I'm in the mikvah, it should prevent me from becoming tameh in the first place? What do you mean? A mikvah is not matar when I'm in the water. A mikvah is not matar until I'm out of the water. If the mechanism of mikvah is that by coming out, I'm tahar, so that destroys the kal v'chomer. You want to make a kal v'chomer. If a mikvah is metaher es hatmeim, certainly it should prevent you from contracting tumah. Pal, what are you talking about? It's metaher es hatmeim because you came out of the mikvah, which is how it's metaher. But how do you want it to prevent? You never came out. You want the process of being in the mikvah to prevent? How could you make a kal v'chomer? If the way mikvah works is that it's being in the water is metaher, so you could say if being in the water is metaher, certainly it being in the water should prevent. But if it's not, but if you're not tahar until you come out, what exactly is this kal v'chomer? Look in Rav Itzla Peterberg. Let's see if we could read it inside. He says, "Va'ayin dinadarim daf ayin vav." I'm reading a leila Reb Lezer. Ma mikva ino matzal sal tohim al tameh va'ayin shem beran mikva toichach shem sal zameh va'ino matzal tohim shem taval ba'idoy tohar. Okay, here's the kasha. Maybe if you're a tovel and you came out, it does help. Maybe it does help. In other words, maybe if a person was toivel and he came out of the mikvah, so if he would touch the sharetz afterwards, maybe it won't contaminate him. But the drasha of afilu hu b'toy chamayim, that's because while you're in the water, that's not a tefillah, because you're still tameh. And since while you're oide b'mayim, you're not loy nitar adayin klal, so how are you supposed to learn out what exactly is this kal v'chomer that we want to learn? That if you're already tameh and you're toivel kedin, it's metaher you, certainly what? If you touch the sheretz in the water, it should prevent you? Why should being in the water prevent you? There's no kosher tefillah. The kosher tefillah is coming out. Meaning, maybe I'll tell you like this. Preventing is definitely easier than removing. So if I go to the mikvah and I came out, so I did an advanced tevilah and then I touch, maybe that does prevent. You know what doesn't prevent? What doesn't prevent is if I touched the sheretz in the water. So how is that preventing? I came out after the fact. So there's no preventing there. There's no prevention. What's the prevention? I already was tameh. So how do you want to learn out from a kal v'chomer? Unless you say that's a mamatzinu. That if someone who's tameh goes into the mikvah and comes out, and that works, certainly if someone became tameh in the mikvah, well, that's not a certainly. I could learn out that if I went in tahar, came out, and then touched the sheretz, but I shouldn't be able to learn out if he touched the sheretz in the water, because that's not preventative. In other words, according to the Kesef Mishnah, Bishlama, if being in the water is the tahara. So the guy was in the water, and then he touched the sheretz. So he went through a tevila before he came into contact with the sheretz. But if the tevila is not until you come out, so then how are you trying to apply a logic that if it could remove, certainly it could prevent? There's no prevention taking place. There's a sefer, Beis HaMedrash. In this sefer is published the Hagois of Reb Shach on the Avi HaEzri. And Reb Shach says as follows: the nira she'i haya hadin shemikva matzel al hatohirim shalei yitamu. It would seem, if the din was that the mikvah is matzel on the tohirim, that they should not be metame, certainly she'av kishu oid beha mikvah machshiroi shalei yitamei. Meaning, Rav Itzel Petterberg grants the fact that we definitely could learn out that if you go to a mikvah and then contract, and then you come into contact with a sheretz, it should prevent. So then also, if while you're in the mikvah, it should render you kosher that you don't become tameh. So you have to try to figure out why that would be. What would the Kal V'Chomer be in such a case? But I just wanted to bring to your attention this Shita of the Kesef Mishnah. It's stam a worthwhile yediyah that the way mikvah works, according to the Kesef Mishnah, is it's metahir you on your way out. And the Kasha from our Sugya Nedarim, that the Kal V'Chomer certainly applies that no, it's matahir you when you're in the water, because it's trying to learn out that if it could uproot tuma, certainly it should prevent you from contracting the tuma when you touch the sheretz in the water. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, you shouldn't be able to learn that out, because if you're touching the sheretz in the water, you're not preempting the tuma because there was no tevila yet. The tevila is not going to be effective until after. So this is a question that Avnei Nezer deals with, and Avi HaEzri deals with. It's a kasha of the on the Kesef Mishnah from the Kal V'Chomer in this Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Isai. So this week we do Daf Ayin Zayin B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Hopefully tomorrow night. And look forward to seeing you soon. Kol Tov. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.